God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and it's such a great blessing to be here in Swanage, Dorset, and watch Danny, Amber and Jason run the fellowship. It's really great. Just before I share anything, I just want to remind everyone, 4 p.m. this Sunday, we have the leaders meeting. Anyone wants to join, anyone listen to this on the website, if you want to be a part of it, just send me an email at lawrencetor@life.com. I'll send you the details if you want to be a part of the leadership meeting. It's a great time to share desires and goals and what God is doing in our life, and it inspires each other, so that in the scriptures it says that we're to provoke one another unto love and to good works. And it's our words. Our words are either appealing to the old man nature or the new man nature. When we're speaking worldly words, when we're speaking the senses realm talk, then we're appealing to the natural man. We can even be using Bible scriptures and sharing our hearts of how we feel about situations. But that will always shine through. But is it appealing to the spirit man in you, or is it appealing to the five sense man in you? That man which we're to reckon dead, which is dead. Is it spoken up those old thoughts and emotions and feelings and mindsets? Or are the words we speak in life, you know, that our words are spirit and life? When they're energized by God, then the words we speak are spirit and life, and it will impart faith. It will impart encouragement and inspiration. And it will motivate us to really turn our hearts to God and desire the things that are being shared. And so God is with us. So our words are life. You know, we want to speak those words of life, not words of death. Not what we see in the senses realm and what appeals to the senses nature. But we want to speak from the right hand of God, where we're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. And we have to settle that in our heart, that we are seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. That wherever we go, whether we're in Bristol or in Dorset, in Ireland, or in Florida, or in Germany, or in Georgia, or wherever we are, wherever you are in the world, that heaven comes with you. All that spiritual atmosphere and the presence and power of God goes with you where you go. As you move, it's in synchronization with you. And we just got to stay in synchronization with that and know that and be aware. Awareness is very important. Not awareness of the senses, but awareness of who we are and what we have and what God's made available to us. Our senses could be telling us one story, but God is telling us a different story. And so it's the introduction of words, God's word, that brings light, that brings direction, that brings vision, and that keeps our hearts and minds anchored in the right area. You know, where we are setting our thoughts on things above and not on the things of this earth. And I was thinking of Abraham, that God really took care of Abraham. Like, God has really abundantly supplied to us every single thing. And so we don't want to live below par on the spiritual level. And where we are on the spiritual level will play out on the physical level. So if we're poor in thoughts, we could be poor in health, poor in finances, poor in connections. But when we are abundant in our heart and rich towards God and the things of God and what God is saying, then that will start to attract the things that are really ours. In other words, the spiritual will become manifested into the physical as we stay faithful. A faithful man shall abound in blessings. As we stay committed, as we stay moving in the direction that God is leading us by His Spirit, the dreams and the desires and the thoughts that He's put in our hearts, then we are on track with the things that God wants us to have, He wants us to see, and the connections that He has for us. Connections, you know, those godly connections where we can flourish and grow, where we can give and we can receive, and we can be edified. Because our ministry is a ministry of edification. Our words that we speak should be edifying, life-building, life-changing. Words that inspire thoughts, godly thoughts and ideas. And what God gives to us is wisdom, knowledge and joy. That's what God gives to us. He imparts His wisdom. And that's what we want in our daily living. That's what we want in our daily situations. And that comes through that relationship with God, totally dependent upon Him, trusting on Him, and relying on Him. And I always go back to the children of Israel again, because they're just a great example. 400 years of slavery, of hard labor. They were under hard labor, day and night, building for the Pharaoh, making Pharaoh's kingdom great. And their prayers went up before God, and God sent the man Moses. And so through Moses' obedience to God, and God working with Moses, God had to work with Moses, encourage him, to show him that, look, Pharaoh is nothing before you, because I'm with you, and I'm with your mouth. So you go and speak unto him. So all that hard labor, God remembered all the work that they'd done, all the things that they went through, everything that they suffered. And so he told them to go and borrow gold off their friends and this off their friends. And when it come time to leave in Egypt, they left with all the gold, the silver, the precious jewels. God rewarded them for their labor. And they were rich when they left. Just that they had no home to go to just right then. So God led them through the wilderness to prove them, to see what was in their hearts. And God was working with them. They were very disobedient. They wanted to do things their way. And sometimes it's a bit like us in our own individual walk. We want to do things our way. Until, you know, we realize that our way just doesn't hit the mark. It doesn't get us where we need to be. So God wants us to have a humble heart. He wants us to be ready to receive the words that he's speaking. At that time, God spoke through Moses to the people, his heart. That's how God communicated his heart. Right now, God is communicating his heart through all of us on here that are speaking. There are certain things and aspects that God wants us to pick up through each and every one of us. Right now, God wants you to know that he is with you, that you are not forgotten, that you're not staying in your situation. You may have been in for a long time, but your situation is changing. And God needs your full confidence, in him, that he can get you out of where you are. So if you're not happy right now, you might be blessed, but you might not be happy staying where you are right now. God doesn't want you to stay where you are right now. He wants you to come up the levels. It starts spiritually, in your heart, in your mind, where your faith is being built. And then from that, then God can take you higher, and then give you the direction, the actions that you need to take. So healing is coming in your body. Healing has already been made available. The manifestation has already begun in your body. Can you see? It's already started. It's going to come to a completion where it's complete, and then bang, you're walking free, like you should be able to walk free. Your finances are changing, where you're not so much in debt, or you're in no debt. And that you can do the things and live the way that you want to live, which is good before God. Because God really wants you to be blessed. He really wants you to be rich in your heart and mind and your thoughts. The world will tell you, you're no good. You're never going to make it. You're never going to get anywhere. But you know what? God is saying, no way, that's my son, that's my daughter. All I just need them to do is focus on me. All I need them to do is speak my words that I put in their mouth. Because if they do that, then I can bring my promises to pass for them. So Abraham, like, he didn't stagger. He didn't stagger at the promises of God. He wasn't going backwards and forwards. He was fully persuaded. He became fully persuaded that what God said he was going to do, he was going to do. And God even tried his heart by saying, okay, now take your son Isaac and you sacrifice him. And Abraham is going to do it. God allowed him to go. And what did God do? God provided another way. He provided a ram. Abraham was really willing to give up his son, to sacrifice him. He had the knife up. And God says, don't touch the child. Because he wanted Abraham to see where his heart was too. And God said, I provided you something. Look over there. And the ram was there. So God always makes a way where there seems no way. When there's something in front of you that you think there's just no other way around this, then you say, Satan, I'm not listening to your voice. Because God always makes a way for me. God is a good God. He's a God of light. He's a God of love. He's a God of healing. He's a God of provision. He's not going to do something more for someone else than he is for me. Sometimes we may look at other person and they're getting really blessed left, right and center. It's because they're listening to God. If they're walking with God, if they're living their life before God, and they're not just on the take, but they're on the give. In other words, they're on the give of their hearts. They're looking to bless people. They're looking to encourage people. They're in the place where God wants them to be. Because really, we should be the greatest givers in the world. And the greatest givers of what we should give is the words from God, is the power of God, the healing of God. We're generous people. We are rich, spiritually first, spiritually rich in the heart. And then it manifests through into the physical. So, like, we don't hold grudges. We don't think evil of one another. You know, the love of God in the renewed mind in manifestation thinks no evil, sees no evil, speaks no evil. You know, because we're looking with the mind of God. We're looking through the eyes of God and what God says and moving and how we should live and move. So even with the children of Israel, even with their disobedience, even with them wanting to do it their own way, he was so patient with these guys. And he already prepared a place for them. He prepared that land, the promised land, the land flowing with milk, the land flowing with honey, the vineyards already planted and producing great fruit, the rocks already producing brass and wonderful things. The land was so abundant. The houses were already made. And God says, it's yours. But there was something in the way. They were giants in the way. And the people that didn't enter into that promised land saw those giants bigger than God. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. Sometimes in our situations, we can see ourselves as a grasshopper. We can see ourselves as insignificant, that we're not able to take this next step. We're not able to overcome this big giant in our life. But with God, we can do all things. With God, we can overcome any obstacle. We can overcome any illness. We can overcome any lack. So God wants us to really go to him. God really wants us to look to him. He doesn't want us looking at the situation, the circumstances. And so the ones that went into the promised land was the ones that believed God was able to give it to them, right? God says it's yours. They believe God's word rather than the unbelieving children of Israel, which says, no, those giants are too big. Because in life, my friends, you're going to have giants come up, but they're not bigger than you. They're just there to try and test you out, right? Oh, he really believes God, or she really believes God. Okay, we'll show up. And God says, do your worst, because they will overcome you. See, you're a winner. You're not a loser. You are prosperous. You are healthy. And we got to be fully persuaded at the promises of God. And it's through faith that we receive the promises, that it might be by what? Grace. Grace is that God does the work. So God done the work for them to go into the promised land. God done the work and provided a ram for Abraham so he didn't have to sacrifice his promised child that God said he's going to do. You know, God promises a child, he's going to give them, take it away. I don't think so. What God says he's going to do, he's going to do. And God doesn't repent of the gifts and callings that he's placed in our life. And every one of us are very special. Every one of us have the spirit of the living God. And we are spirit people in a physical body. We're spirit beings. We got that Christ in us, the hope of glory. And so that's the man that we want to live from, the new man. And when we are talking negative about other people, when we are thinking negative about other people, it cuts that energy out. It brings out faith flow. It opens up the doors that the enemy can come in. When you're accusing, when we think bad and speak bad of another believer, we're accusing. We don't want to do Satan's job for them. So we think good. Now, some people might not be at the level of a place where we are in our walk. That doesn't make them any less insignificant than what you are. It doesn't make you better than what you are. Because we're all saved by grace. It's all by God's mercy and grace that we're saved. So when someone is not quite seen on the spiritual level, we hear them and it doesn't kind of bless us, we just pray for them. You know, we don't have to pay it attention. Don't pay any of the negatives an attention. So if you wake up in the morning, you feel empty. I've done that many a times. I don't pay it attention now, because that's just not me. That's not the real Lawrence Christ. The real Lawrence Christ is on fire. The real Lawrence Christ is desiring to move for God, desiring to be at God's beck and call, what he wants me to do. The real Lawrence Christ is led by the Spirit. He speaks by the Spirit. He lives in the Spirit. And he walks by the Spirit. And he's producing great fruit. This is what I think about myself now. I don't think, well, I'll get there one day. We're not working to get somewhere. We're already there. And when we see God and see what it is that God wants for us, it's already ours. Even if it isn't manifested yet, it will become manifested. So God really wants us to be patient. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to know that he's a good God that does provide. He provided for Abraham, not only a son, Isaac, but he saved his, you know, from him sacrificing Isaac, and he provided a ram another way. Okay, God provided the land flowing with milk and honey for the children of Israel. All they had to do was stay in faith to receive it. Jesus said, I go and prepare a place for you. And if he said it for the disciples, and it's for us also. So he's going to come back. We're going to be gathered. And then we're going to come back to rule and reign with him. So no matter what happens in this world, I'm going to be gathered at some stage. Whether I'm asleep or awake, I will be gathered together to meet my Lord in the air. This is my hope. Abraham hoped against hope. His hope was this child. His hope was this seed. All through the generations, they were looking for the promised seed, Jesus, the Messiah, right? Coming from the lineage of David. And God has kept to every single promises that he has made through the generations. And he doesn't break covenant, guys. And like I said, the blessings of Abraham are upon us through Jesus Christ. We are very blessed. And the way that Abraham received the promises is how we receive the promises. By faith, that it might be by grace. So God says, my grace unto you. My grace, you rest in me. You stay with me. You stay in that land. You see, we're in that spiritual land now, flowing with milk and honey. Whatever you need right now in the physical world is there with your name on it, waiting to be delivered to you. Like the parcels being delivered to Katy, which want her parcels, like the enemy can deliver parcels. Well, God's got great big presents every day. God loads us with benefits daily. Every good and perfect gift cometh from above, cometh down from the Father of lights. You are very significant, and God, every individual on here, God's got before ordained works for you, your own personal works, that when you go to God and desire them, then he'll give them to you. He can make them become manifest. He'll make the connections. He'll give you his God connections. He give you his God-made ready field for you, that you are going to flourish and prosper and grow and see great outreach, because it's ready. The fields are white unto harvest, and the laborers are few. This is why God's stirring up people now. He's working in lots of individual hearts, and I know who they are. And you're going to have much fruit. You know, everyone on it is going to have much fruit according to your desire and your focus. And going to God and depending upon him, you're going to have so much fruit, you're just going to be blown away. Because it's what God wants. It's what God wants. So we want what God wants. So whatever we're thinking, what we're going to have with God, God says he's going to do that exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So our focus is full focus with God every single day. Thanking him for the fields that he's already given us. Thanking him for the laborers that he's already sent to us. And the ones that are on the way. There's many. And it's through those ones many, many more will come. And, you know, we will stay the distance with God. Okay, God knows our days. And we're staying the full distance. length of days and long life, with health and strength and prosperity he's given you. So you just say, that's mine. That is mine. I claim that. I'm a son of God. I've got every right and entitlement to everything God says that is mine. And it's not that it's just certain people that get these blessings. Just look at those certain people that are getting the blessings and see what they're doing. Where's their heart? They must be doing something with God for to be so prosperous and to be so fruitful with people. So you know when someone's on fire for God. You know when someone's walking by that Spirit, because they're so bold to speak. And God loves you, and God really wants the best for you, and he's provided everything for you. And you know, when you're feeling down, that doesn't make you less than the son of God or daughter of God that you already are. It's just a feeling. Feelings are important, but we don't have to pay them attention. And we want to get in the zone with God every day. And just, Father, we start to speak into our situation. We speak those promises of God. I am blessed. I am on fire. I'm feeling great. I'm manifesting healing. I'm manifesting abundance. I have wonderful connections, and I've got more connections on their way. Whatever you lack, it's not because God wants you to lack it. He wants you to claim what's rightfully yours. And he wants to deliver those big, beautiful parcels to your front doorstep of his blessings. And we can have them every single day. And he's quicker than FedEx. He's quicker than DHL. He's quicker than DPD. And there's no damages to the presents he gives us. And they're always delivered at the right address. So I like that, what Katy shared. So you got two angles on that. You got the negative angle, what the enemy delivers, but we don't even want to focus there. We want what got the cargo that God has already delivered, and now it's starting to show up, because Jesus Christ put the order in when he laid down his life, and God took it back up again. The order has already been placed. The order for your healing, the order for your God connections, the order for your labors and your field and your fellowships, and the wholeness about your life has been ordered already. So now is on its way. It's delivered to us. It's been delivered to us. You are delivered. And so we have great direction. We got great hope every day. We hope against hope at times if there's a situation that comes up, a challenge. But we will be victorious. God always causes us to triumph. That's a promise. Do we believe that? God says that we are always conquerors. Do you believe that? God says that greater is he that's in you than he is in this world. Do you believe that? If you believe it, you can manifest it. And, you know, God's mercy comes in and causes it to happen at times as well, because we might need that, because there's no one else to speak his words into our life. So nothing's impossible with our Heavenly Father. Everything is yours. It's been freely given to you to enjoy. And I'm going to finish off with a little testimony that Sandgate shared with me. It really blessed me, because I was thinking about this land flowing with milk and honey. And I kind of mentioned that as I was speaking with Sandgate. He was saying that Beatrice was saying that they had this milk. And they realized at the end of like each day there was a surplus of milk. And as she was talking to him about this, they had a knock on the door. And there was someone selling honey, right? So locally, near where Sandgate lives, there's this big nest of bees, obviously, where they produce the honey. And these guys were harvesting a lot of honey with the honeycomb. And so he was charging like £4 for a kilo of honey. So they brought like, I think it was £40 worth of honey so that they could keep, because you can keep honey. And then Beatrice realized and said, yes, look, we really are flowing with milk and honey, which I thought was really great, because it's not that that was a great example, because they were in the physical, but also in the other areas, they're flowing with milk and honey. And God has really prospered them, because God is first. God is 100% first. The focus is God's work. You know, and when we realize that we put God's work first, we put God first in our lives, but God's work, like we got before ordained works. So my desire is to see great outreach and growth, many fellowships, many leaders connecting. That's my desire. I will have this not because I'm anything special, but because God has put that in my heart. He's before ordained, ordered this for me, and the delivery's coming now. He's already starting to be delivered. You know, I'm here now, and my son's running the fellowship. That blesses me so much. And if he wasn't doing it, somebody else would be doing it. Amber and Becky and Jason. And so God is rising up the people. So he's already lifting our vision. Just look at this Soon Fellowship. He's already rising our vision. We're together now, guys. We're going to move and see great God do great things. We just stay together, stay encouraging, and not think anything evil of one another. That's a trick of the enemy. Oh, who does he think he is? I'm the same as you. There's no one better in it. We may have functions different, but God has put the desire. He's bringing us together, and we all make up that body of Christ, guys. And we're going to move powerfully. And bless you, Bambi. I'm glad to see you on there. And we love you. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week. And I'll pass this back to Danny now. I was so blessed to be able to share.